Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Right now, Chuck Credo is calling in because he has a surprise guest he wants to tell us about that is going to be part of Beatles Fest this year, which is going to be July the 12th. It is usually sold out. This year should be no exception, and there's a special guest coming in town. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing today? Thank you for having me on.
Sure. I'm glad you called in. Look, tell us about this special guest for Beatles Fest, which is July 12th at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. The cool thing about the Jefferson Performing Arts Center is that there's plenty of free parking for everybody. It's so easy to get in and out of there.
So easy to get in and out. There's a police station literally across the parking lot, and it's a fantastic room, and it sounds great in there, and we love being a part of the family over there for sure. So, yes, sir. But the big announcement that I have today is we are thrilled to bring Mr. Lawrence Juber to Beatles Fest. And for the Beatle people out there, you know him as the guitar player from Paul McCartney's Wings, is coming to perform a solo acoustic set, as well as performing with the house band Newspaper Taxi. So he's going to play incredible Beatle music. He's going to do a wing song or two, but he's going to really concentrate on the Beatles hits, and he's going to talk about working in the studio and live with Paul McCartney. So we're just thrilled to have him, and he's a part of a major lineup that's coming this year that we're so excited about.
That's amazing, Chuck. I mean, to have somebody who worked that closely with Paul McCartney, was part of the band Wings, who's going to be in your band and then perform also, to be part of Beatles Fest, that brings a lot of authenticity to the fest this year.
We're so excited about it, man, and he's joining the Molly Ringwalds, and Deacon John's going to be there, Todd O'Neill, Jim Lockwood, Shelly Maxwell, Wendy Siegel, the 504 Horns. We just have a really great lineup this year. And to say that we're going to be performing the album Help live on stage in its entirety to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the album and movie Help. So, it's going to be another fantastic year as we celebrate all things 1965 this year.
That's awesome. And, you know, the Beatles arrived here in 64. They'd been together, you know, a solid year before that. But they arrived here in 1964. By 1965, they were well established. And, you know, I think 1965 was a really interesting year for the Beatles. And you listen to the song Help, and you look at the album, and you think about the movie. And they were really now entrenched in American culture by 65.
I would say it's the height of Beatlemania. It's before we have the 1966 comments about being bigger than Jesus. It's post Hard Day's Night, the initial craze. So now we're right in the middle of the hurricane. And boy, the music they put out in 1965 between the albums as well as the singles, and we're going to play it all that night. So, yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, and if you've never been to Beatles Fest, it's a phenomenal event, and it's amazing to see the different generations who are there. And I remember, you know, my dad was into the big band sound and into, you know, Patti Page and, you know, Frank Sinatra and, I don't know, Johnny Ray and all these other people. My dad thought the Beatles and all that British invasion stuff was just a passing fad and that you know, we wouldn't like it anymore and we would like the music that he liked. I mean, he didn't know any different. He was confident that his music was the best, but it wasn't a passing fad. And it has not only continued to be part of the baby boomer generation, but so many other generations have adopted this music, sometimes because their parents played it and they loved it. But the fact that so many different generations love the Beatles' music is a tribute to how great and how compelling the music was.
Yeah, absolutely. And at Beatlefest, to that point, we have guests that are in their 80s, guests that are maybe 5 or 6 years old, everyone who's a fan, everyone singing every lyric. We always joke that if we get one lyric wrong or one note wrong, there's somebody taking a note saying, oh, well, they got that wrong. So we do our best to prep as best as we can. And but like you said, it is generation spanning, and we feel very strongly about making sure the music is portrayed in the way that all of these generations know the music, and we don't take it lightly.
And so now,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, a guitarist from Wings, not only doing some solo stuff, but a guitarist from Wings will be part of the band that is performing a lot of these Beatles, performing the album Help. A guy who was with Paul McCartney in Wings is going to be there in the band. It's incredible, Chuck.
Yes, sir. We can't wait. It's so, and we have the best MC on the planet, Mr. Scoot yourself. You will be there, and you'll be our MC, and we can't wait to have you. And it's going to be a wonderful night full of friends, and it's a room full of love of the music that we all care so much about. So we can't wait to have you. It's going to be a fun night.
Thank you for asking me to do that. It's a very emotional thing for me because, you know, I grew up, I was young, I grew up with the Beatles, and I remember, you know, sitting in the living room, seeing them for the first time live on the Ed Sullivan Show, and I remember just immediately thinking that there's something here. And I have also talked a lot over the years about, and I don't hear other people talking about this, but really the Beatlemania phenomenon in America was set up by the assassination of President Kennedy in November of 1963. And 3 months after that, the Beatles arrived. And I believe that the seed for the anti-establishment generation was planted that day that Kennedy was assassinated. And a young generation lost faith in the establishment, and they were looking for a way to identify themselves beyond their parents' generation, and the Beatles and the British invasion helped with that. And it's just an incredible phenomenon that happened in this country. And it is such a part of pop culture even today.
And you're 100% right. If you follow it from the Beatles coming to America into the involvement in the Vietnam War, you can really go back to that moment of Kennedy dying and the Beatles coming, the Kennedy dying and the Beatles giving that life and that identity to this generation, that they rode the wave all the way through 1970 and beyond into this rock music, and it became so identifiable with that generation. So, yes, I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, and then, Chuck, no band, no artist gave us the diversity of music that the Beatles gave us from 1964 to 1970. It's six years. It's 6 years.
Yeah.
And you think about all the different albums, Help, and from Meet the Beatles and Help and Sgt. Pepper and Magical Mystery Tour and Rubber Soul and Abbey Road and the White Album. And I mean, it just, the diversity of music that came from the Beatles is just absolutely extraordinary. And they did become political. They did have political messages in their movie, in their music later on.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, if you think about it, put on Meet the Beatles and then put on Abbey Road. And you tell me that's the same band.
Yeah,
it's incredible. I mean, their involvement and their development over that time period. And we're only talking 6 or 7 years, like you said. These four guys, it had to be those four guys. You couldn't replace George Harrison with Eric Clapton, and you couldn't put Keith Moon in for Ringo. It had to be those four guys, and they were the top.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Beatles Fest, July 11th. If you miss it, you're going to miss out. Don't miss out. It's amazing every year, and this year Lawrence Huber is going to be performing. He was with Paul McCartney at Wings in the studio with Paul McCartney. He's going to be on stage. He's also going to be in the band performing these songs, so that's going to be a special treat, and they're going to perform the entire album Help from 1965.
Yes, sir.
All right, Chuck Cradle, always nice to talk to you.
Appreciate you, Scoot. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks, Chuck.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.